My name's Millie. You're listening to University Radio York. I'm here in the Joseph Rowntree Theatre with the director of Jesus Christ Superstar and Jesus. How are you two doing today?
Really well, yeah.
Ready
for the second night.
Amazing. Now, thank you for sitting down with me. Take me through Inspired by Theatre. Who are you guys and what do you do?
So we are a community theatre company and we put on one or two shows a year, and we have recently been known for bringing American Idiot and Rent to the Joseph Rowntree Theatre, and now we're bringing Jesus Christ Superstar to the Joseph Rowntree Theatre.
Amazing, and congrats on the recent award-winning musical Rent. It was, what I saw of it was bloody amazing. I've seen some of the press and stills of production. It looks gorgeous, and you're known for your bold and dramatic like set designs of productions. It's what you want to win an award for with Rent. What drew production to creating the aesthetic around this version of Jesus Christ Superstar? Were there any other inspirations from previous versions of the play, or any inspirations that you took from the city that you're putting it on in?
So we wanted to do a Jesus Christ Superstar that was first of all a little bit different. You know, it's a show that's been around for 50 years and there's always a new way to do things. So that is one reason around our quite dark, gritty interpretation of it this time.
Yeah, it's a very bold and dynamic view. I think what's been really interesting, because I've seen versions of this over my time, and one of Dan's main leading points was that he didn't want it to be a divisive piece of theatre. So it's very much a case of the individual can take their own interpretation of the show and lend that into their own belief system, which I think is a really unique way of doing the show.
So what, as a company, is the selection process for choosing the shows that you choose to put on? Is it like a group sort of thing? Is it something that you just one day, like, it pops into your head? Or what's the process that you go through?
So for I run this company with my partner, Freya. So generally, it's just whatever we want to do. But obviously, with a bit of a business in mind, the shows that we think York want to see, and so we can get bums on seats and people to come see all our hard work. But also shows that we're passionate about, because we're very much a passion-first company. So as long as we're passionate, we know that that starting at the top will filter down. So rock musicals tends to be a thing we're into, so we've done a lot of those.
And during rehearsals, are there any funny moments or like wacky bits that you look forward like back on as a cast?
Warm-ups. We've had some really interesting warm-ups for this show. Because of the way that we've staged it, Dan had us incorporating the boxes that we use in our scenery quite early on, which came into quite lengthy games of sort of musical boxes, which were pure carnage and got really competitive. And then we had other physical warm-ups that became the bane of our personal hell, I think, which was fun. It really worked. It loosened us all up and got us going into something. But there's Calum's stick, which I think has popped up in a few different social media posts over the time. Calum's stick is becoming quite a popular character in its own right. There's all sorts of things, predominantly the blocks, which have been just really different as a staging piece.
And is there a persistent winner of musical boxes?
Looking back, I think Anna's actually done pretty well.
Anna's done well. There's definitely competitive people,
yeah,
but I don't
really
think they won.
Amazing. And interestingly, in every other production that I've seen, Judas is played by a man, but you've casted Kellyanne. Is there a particular, like, you know, thought towards it? Or do you think that this now changes a dynamic that Judas now shares with other characters in the play?
So, yeah, casting Kelly as Judas was, well, first of all, to be completely honest, the decision was kind of taken out of our hands by just how impressive she was. So, yeah, so she forced her way into that cast list. And then in terms of then adapting or not adapting the piece to sort of incorporate a female Judas, we've largely tried to leave things pretty much the same and have gender not be an important thing in the piece, and more just, I mean, the three leads, Jesus, Ian, Rihanna as Mary, and Kelly as Judas, the main thing that I love about those three leading this show is the stage presence and the power that they all bring, and Kelly being a big part of that.
But yeah, it's in no way sort of alters that narrative into dynamic. It's not suddenly incorporating some kind of weird love triangle between Mary, Jesus and Judas. And that really doesn't come through at all, that there is any change in how that is perceived.
How have you found the reception to the play in the press so far and at opening night yesterday?
So yeah, the reception in the press is people seem to be really excited about it because we've shown that very different, gritty look, and we put a lot of work into the marketing to make sure that what we put out there before the show is what people were going to see on stage. And I think we did a really good job of that. And then, yeah, last night people were blown away. And one of the most common bits of feedback I heard was that it's not the Jesus Christ Superstar that they're used to. And most people love that. So yeah, that was music to my ears.
I've heard not a thing. I've been in a little silo at home all day just taking care of myself, so I don't know anything yet. But I'll be interested to see what comes out.
Well, all of the the research that I've done has just shown how amazing you are as a cast. Do you have any remarks for people who are thinking of attending an amateur production in their local area?
Absolutely do it. You often find that the passion that amateur theatre produces brings a whole new level to the performance. People do this for the love of doing it, not for a career, not for a paycheck. It's because they want to, and that passion bleeds into everything that they do on stage, and it makes it so much more enjoyable as an audience member and as a performer.
Yeah, and there's a reason I always almost insist on calling it community theatre, because I think that's exactly what it is. And that starts with obviously the cast coming from the community, but then also it needs the audience to be involved in that community as well. And yeah, usually audiences love amateur theatre.
That we do, I can vouch for that. And now, looking to the future, what can we expect from Spring Awakening in May? Are you looking forward to it?
I'm really looking forward to it, yeah, because I might get a rest because I've brought in an entirely, well, somewhat of a new production team for it. Freya, my partner, is still involved as choreographer and assistant director. But Mikhail Lim, who is best known for his work on Songs for a New World last year, I've brought him in to work his magic again on Spring Awakening. So as a show that I absolutely love, yeah, I will enjoy seeing Mikhail's vision come to life.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sitting down with me. Can you say break a leg? Is that what I say? Break a leg. I asked them what to say because I was like,
There's so many superstitions, isn't
there? I know. I was like, I didn't want to say anything. Thank you very much for sitting down with me. Best of luck. Oh, break a leg. Thank you.
Thank you.